It's time for the emergency break of the week.
I would kind of look up and blink a up. Whoa.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
I was trying to say blink a couple of times, but somehow I put an F in there.
By a wheels-off comment.
There's only one Tom Terrific. That is the late, great Tom Seaver.
He's not late. He's
or technical meltdown.
Some people say we need a new Terminal 2E.
This is Marconi Award-winning.
I'm trying to do my Phil Donahue. Sorry.
Oh, I thought you were doing Seinfeld.
Embarrassing, isn't it? Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Nothing like impersonation fail. Oh, yes. It's time for the e-brake brought to us by Classic BMW of Plano. We're going to give you three candidates like we do every Friday morning, and we're going to let you vote on them. 888-787-1310. All right, now during our time in the bunker, we've still been able to visit with guests outside the bunker, including John Tesh. Junior's always been a big John Tesh fan. He covered the Tour de France. He has been a composer through the years, composed music for bicycle racing. He also came up with the NBA theme for NBC. Entertainment Tonight. There's a lot on John Tesh's resume. Cancer survivor as well.
Yes.
And he's got a very inspirational book that's out right now. So we talked to him this week. Had a really nice visit with him. And then we had a very awkward dismount with him. We have a little delay we're working with when we have somebody on the phone. And we also had an insult by you-know-who.
George has chills.
I do. I do have chills.
They're multiplying.
Awesome, John. We appreciate the time.
Uh-oh.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, John.
Take care. Here's the great John Tesh. Was that a thrill for you? Of course, you've talked to him before, though. You guys had was that the slopes?
Yeah, I didn't want to beat him down with my cross-country skiing story. But
that's
back in 1988, when he was still, maybe he had just left for Entertainment Tonight, but my buddy and I were in Steamboat Springs with his family, my buddy's family, and we ran into John Tesh at a cross-country ski track, and we skied with him for a little bit.
Yeah.
There's no way he remembered that, so I didn't
He might
to,
have.
I didn't want to bring
That's
it up.
That's an unusual story, cross-dressing skiing.
Cross-country skiing.
Oh.
God, what a great voice.
Yeah. He still sounds energetic and young, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. And that's why I thought I'd never be in broadcasting, because I knew I didn't have a voice like John Tesh, and I didn't look like John Tesh.
Like a blonde Frankenstein? What?
Coming up...
Are we on the air now?
...is Gordo's Corner. Why does he throw so many audio grenades?
That wasn't an audio grenade.
No, George is right. That's a great example of what you do for a living. You're a roadside assassin. You just sit in the bushes and you just take pot shots at everything that goes by.
Yeah, you get the best of Gordo there. We're trying to finish up an interview, and yes, we got a delay, and yes, I cut off John Tesh as he was trying to say something else. I know that. It doesn't help when you're going...
And then I tell a story of cross-country skiing, and he jumps in with the shot of, cross-dressing?
Cross-dressing? I misunderstood. And that was a legitimate
Frankenstein
misunderstanding.
What, a blonde Frankenstein? And we're just praying. He's not on hold somehow.
I thought that was his official nickname.
You just live in the bushes with tons of ammo.
I do not.
You couldn't
we're
believe...
We're just all waiting for you to...
I'm a participant in life. I'm not a guy who just sits in the bushes shooting at people who are actually doing live.
And here's the thing. John Tesh was a great interview.
So
he was
nice.
Fun.
I agree.
He was fun.
I'm with you.
Funny. And yes. He gave us a lot of good stories. And
Absolutely.
He was upbeat. And then you call him that.
That's why I support him.
He doesn't deserve
by calling
you.
Him that.
The blonde Frankenstein? I swear that was like the nickname that his parents gave him or something. I thought I had read that.
I will not have you besmirch him. He's
a
genius.
Either. All right, one more time for, as Cray Trey labeled this, awkward dismount and insult.
George has chills.
I do. I do have chills.
They're multiplying.
Shot number one.
Awesome, John. We appreciate the time.
Uh-oh.
Thank you.
Shot number two. Thank you, John.
Take care. Here's the great John Tesh. Was that a thrill for you? Of course, you've talked to him before, though. You guys had a... Was that the slopes?
Yeah, I didn't want to beat him down with my cross-country skiing story. But
that's
back
right,
in 1988, when he was still... maybe he had just left for Entertainment Tonight, but my buddy and I were in Steamboat Springs with his family, my buddy's family, and we ran into John Tesh at a cross-country ski track, and we skied with him for a little bit.
Yeah.
There's no way he remembered that, so I didn't
want to. He might have.
I didn't want to bring
that's
it up.
That's an unusual story, cross-dressing skiing.
Cross-country skiing.
Oh.
God, what a great voice.
Yeah. He still sounds energetic and young, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. And that's why I thought I'd never be in broadcasting, because I knew I didn't have a voice like John Tesh, and I didn't look like John Tesh.
Like a blonde Frankenstein?
In shot four.
What?
Coming up...
Are we on the air now?
Is Gordo's Corner. And then, the cheap excuse. Oh, we're on the air now?
I didn't know.
I didn't know.
You got one bullet left.
Golly. All right, there is Gordo as candidate number one. And boy, do we have a special entry here as candidate number two. We have a sequel to the Moron Dog episode. Now, some of you may be new to the ticket and wonder, what do you mean Moron Dog? Well, a long, long time ago here on the ticket, when a guy named Bob Sturm and Dan McDowell first started working together, they went to training camp in Wichita Falls, and we were in an apartment and then in a coach's office, and for some reason, Dan McDowell decided to bring his puppy, a poodle named Cornelius, to training camp, and this happened.
There's been a lot of talk these last couple of days in Detroit as the trade deadline nears. Some people even suggesting that maybe what we need to do is trade Juan now. The Detroit Tigers are talking about that. What's interesting, Dan, is I'm sure that Station brought this up yesterday, but we didn't talk about it at all. Maybe the Station didn't bring it up at all. Would you try to focus a little bit?
I'm grabbing the dog. Would you try to focus? You're talking, not me.
I'm not whistling on the air for
my dog.
Well,
maybe don't let him eat the napkin. Sitting right next to you.
Well, you're going to be a whip, Dad.
Gosh, man, you're a whip right now. Who told you to breed the freaking dog in the first place?
I thought you were going to be a professional broadcaster and not acknowledge stuff on the
air. You know what? If your dog wants to eat napkins, come over here. Have another one, you moron dog.
Then it'll interrupt your segment.
Yeah, it's fiber.
You ready? Ready to talk some sports?
I was paying attention.
You weren't. You were whistling for your dog.
I was listening. I heard.
Here, boy.
Bob, I'm listening.
Here, boy. Down here. Come here.
What? We went over this in a meeting. You do the show for the P1s, not for me.
Obviously.
Oh, man. We've heard it a million times, and every time. It's so funny. And I noticed something else that I've never really noticed before. The reason Dan brought the dog, because Bob said, I don't know why you brought the dog in the first place, because I thought you were going to be a professional broadcaster.
That's right. That's why he brought the dog.
Because he thought Bob would be professional, but obviously Bob can't handle it.
Bob couldn't handle it. No.
Well, now with this duo of Jake and Dan working in their midday bunker, they're working very closely together. Well, Dan's got, I think it's dogs now, but
two
one
dogs.
Dog in particular. What's that?
Two dogs, yes.
It is two, yeah.
Or on dogs.
One dog in particular somehow attacked Jake's plate. Now, Jake does not have the disgust that Bob has, but listen to the thrill that Dan has in his voice that his dog has done something to disrupt the show.
2 second differential between the game clock and shot clock. Steve Blake has made it back from the chicken box. Chicken pots is what he said.
Okay, so obviously a couple things
not
here.
The chicken box.
And by the way, you might have a problem on your hands because I think the dog just got one of the pieces of pizza.
Oh, no.
And he appears like I'm going to get bit if I try to.
Maybe don't let him eat the pizza.
This is Moron Dog Part 2. I'm sorry. I had it over here and they got into my stuff. Yeah. Sorry. So the upshot there is that Steve Blake missed two games at the end of the regular season with chicken pox. And
he had that whole thing in his mouth.
Yeah, I know.
By the way.
I'm trying to press forward.
You had it on the ground?
Well, I had it in my thing on the ground, but yeah, it was like in this, and this was slightly ajar.
All right.
Yeah, it's my bad.
Sorry.
I forgot there were animals up here. So, first of all, Steve Blake he's in the rotation for the Lakers at this point.
It's still hilarious to Dan that his dog eats stuff, in this case, pizza.
After Jake had tried to press on multiple times, Dan keeps it alive.
Left it on the ground?
Yeah. Why are they allowing dogs in the broadcast location?
I don't know.
And Jake says, I forgot there were animals up here. That shouldn't be an issue during a radio show, but...
Yes, Moron Dog 2. is candidate number two here on this week's E-Break. Candidate number three is Ty Waka, doing tickers in the evening and doing the story about the Utah Jazz players. Now, I think getting the all clear, but I put this one in there especially for Gordo. He'll love this.
All Utah Jazz players and staff have been cleared after completing their periods of quarantine after exposure to the coronavirus more than 2 weeks ago.
God. Boy, is there so... Number one, Gordo's obsessed with periods for some reason.
Why do you make that claim?
Junior.
He is.
I don't know that I've ever even mentioned them on the air.
I rest my case.
Oh, my God.
You have hot sports opinions about them. You make jokes about them.
Name one hot sports opinion I have about periods.
I don't think they're worth repeating. But you always tell us that you think J-Lo has really strong ones.
Yeah. I said that she had debilitating periods.
Right. You've issued that HSO probably 1,000
yeah,
times.
Probably.
Okay, Taco but period. When you search your heart, don't you feel like my instincts are correct?
I don't know. I don't give it much thought.
You're diverting the original discussion, which is you're obsessed with periods. Right.
Yeah, so I put that in there for you. Plus, there's the stammer right after it. This is just like when we say something weird and we go, Ty has the little stammer right after he says that.
All Utah Jazz players and staff have been cleared after completing their periods of quarantine after exposure to the coronavirus more than 2 weeks ago.
All right. So there are your candidates. Gordo?
How many women out there know that experience?
Debilitating?
What? Of being cleared for action after completing their periods.
Gosh. All right. Is it Gordo? Is it the moron dog? Or is it Ty? 888-787-1310.
Although I know some guys, that just doesn't stop them.
Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Phone call from lower. Hello.
Oh, right, hey guys. I think this may be Coco.
Should we accept the charges?
Yes, we should.
Coco talked to Bunker Muser and consult newest arrival in boiling lower heaven for two-day vote. Western lowland gorilla Subira, who was resident in Dallas Zoo, gets sick and pass away.
Oh, no, yes.
We knew it. We predicted this.
He was president in Dallas Zoo. That's his term for leader. He doesn't have a word for leader.
Subira, now reunited with former gorilla mate Hope, who, as Muser may remember, just joined Coco last year.
That's right. Mm. That's right. It's been a bad run.
Subira, now once again, get to have conjugal. Fiery lower heaven relations with Hope. and Subira excited finally meet Dallas lower heaven Hall of Fame icon Jabari.
Wow, y'all all ended up down there.
It's quite a scene.
Coco and Subira vote for menstruation tie.
All right, thanks Coco for the vote. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Oh, what's up, guys? It's your gal pal, Susan Hawk. Just calling to say, hey, good morning and happy Corona Friday.
Okay. Good
morning.
Why?
Everyone says I can't have any more Coronas.
Why? Don't hang up on her. Come on. Is that Cray Cray did that?
I don't know. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Now, this one you can cut off.
No, not the fake Natalie Maines. Go ahead, ma'am.
Hey, Muse, I want to vote for the poster boy of underachievement, Gordon Keith. Just, you know, love you and happy Corona.
Okay. That's not an accepted greeting, I don't think.
Happy Corona.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins? Sports caller, you are on the air. Who wins the e-break?
Go, herpes.
You know how Joe Exotic has a Prince Charles piercing?
Yes.
Do you think he has to use canned air to clean it after lovemaking?
It's Prince Albert, right? Not a Prince Charles.
Yeah. What?
Prince Albert in a can?
God.
Oh, okay.
Stop.
Worst e-break call ever.
Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins?
Good morning, Musers. I was calling to see if I could do a write-ed vote for Carol Baskin.
Oh, hey, it's Joe Exotic. Hey,
about that?
Such an honor to speak with
no,
you.
No, no, you can't do a write-in vote, but you can vote for somebody else, Joe.
Sure, appreciate it. She has put the biggest GDE break on my life ever. I'm sick of the penitentiary right now, and I got to eat leftover bologna meat from the Walmart truck.
Yeah.
That beats putting it on the pizza, I guess.
All right, fellas. I guess, Kimmy Gordon.
Okay. Thanks,
all
Joe.
Right. Thanks for the vote, Joe. Appreciate it. Good to hear from you.
That's pretty good. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey there, George. This here is Colonel Sanders. I just want to let you know I'm whipping my chicken like crazy in this isolation. And give me the pizza man himself.
The moron dog.
Yeah, Giorgio, you were the one that said that you were whipping your chicken a lot these days.
I didn't say that.
Well, you were the one who originated that phrase originated here on this show. We were the first.
Yeah, but I said it because one of my kids randomly said whip his chicken. I always thought it was a funny sports term. I didn't know it had other meaning. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hi, good morning, guys. Joe Exotic here.
Hey. Another Joe Exotic.
Well, we'll let you vote again, I guess. What you got?
Well, actually, I just wanted to sing a quick song I wrote for you. Here we go. It's so easy. I understand. It's so easy.
Okay, we don't need to hear the whole version of I Saw a Muser.
Hey, what'd y'all think about that? Is that pretty good?
Not bad. Yeah, you have a voice. Vote. You have a vote there, Joe?
Nope.
God. Oh, dang it.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Vaginal slice, born.
Oh, my gosh. Not in this time, sir. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Morning, Musers. Well, I'm glad the NBA players are over with their periods, so I like to vote for Ty Walker.
Dang it. Cassidy, don't talk that way.
Cassidy saying that. Stay safe, Cassidy. Wash your hands.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
Okay.
Zero chemistry out there. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins? Hello.
Vaginal slice, born.
Yeah, God, how did you get in again? Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hey, good morning, Musers.
I think this may be Michelle Wee. Yeah,
I think so.
Oh, yes, it is. I have a heavy flow today.
Okay. Gosh. Thank you.
Is anybody close?
Ty's getting close.
Did you?
Hi.
Did you?
We're done. We got your vote. We got it.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Oh, hi, users.
Oh, boy, it's Tiger.
Hearing a lot from the golfing world this morning.
Hey, you know, after my accident, I went through a bit of a period of depression. And then when I won the Masters, I had a period of exuberance.
Okay,
so ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner. Somehow Ty Walker has won. Very tough matchup in the e-break.
All Utah Jazz players and staff have been cleared, completing their periods of quarantine after exposure to the coronavirus more than 2 weeks ago.
Their periods.
So the phrase is completing their periods.
Yes. How many is that for Ty, Fernando?
That's his fourth win, 108 behind Norman. I could get used to this, Hitzkus.
Okay. No shots.
Yeah. Okay.